Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. John Protopis. He is the senior engineer for the Gas Technology Institute. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
So, John, South Shore Clean Cities is proud to participate in the Michigan and Montana I-94 Clean Fuel Corridor Project with Gas Technology Institute. Tell our listeners what this project is.
Well, the M2M project, it supports an alternative fuels corridor along Interstate 94, beginning at Port Huron, Michigan, and ending at Billings, Montana. The project is funded in part by a $5 million grant from the Department of Energy. The grant began in January 2017 and will end in June of 2021. Alternative fuels corridors are, they're federally designated routes. Mm-hmm. They're on major highways, and they allow for intercity, city, regional, national travel using lower emissions vehicles. So the network is extensive. It includes over 180 heavily traveled interstates and highways in nearly all 50 states. It covers more than 135,000 miles of national highway system. So we're very interested in having Interstate 94 included in that group.
Sure. So why is the U.S. Department of Energy funding an alternative fuels corridor? Why is that important to U.S. Department of Energy?
Well, they have a very extensive program in their vehicle technology office, and it supports projects that include alternative fuels, include energy efficiency, mobility systems, and technologies. And their main objective here is twofold: reduce transportation energy costs for businesses and consumers, and of course also reduce emissions from transportation.
Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners, other than Gas Technology Institute and South Shore Clean Cities, who are the major participants in this project and what are some of their roles also?
Sure. Well, the Gas Technology Institute is leading the project out of our headquarters in Des Plaines, Illinois. And we're working with coordinators of Clean Cities coalitions along Interstate 94. So this would include Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana. We do need infrastructure providers to support this project. And we've teamed up with ZEF Energy in out of Minnesota, headquarters in Minnesota, to provide the additional electric vehicle fuel, electric vehicle fast charging stations that we need. And then Ozinga Ready Mix out of headquarters in Illinois, they're installing three new compressed natural gas stations. And we do plan to have another compressed natural gas station and one propane station added to the corridor as well. Additionally, we need support from the fleets that will use the fueling stations to provide, some demand that's needed to sustain these facilities. So we've added contract transport services out of headquarters in Wisconsin, Ozinga Ready Mix, headquartered in Illinois, and Viria Trucking out of Wisconsin. They all use compressed natural gas trucks, and it'll frequent these stations that we have along the interstate.
Sure. And I know they pretty much have customer bases along I-94, which is also a great attribute to their commitment to alternative fuels. So can you talk a little bit about what the key deliverables of this project would be, John?
Well, our goal is to, first of all, deploy infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, we've got a target of establishing 14 new electric vehicle fast charging stations. We have three compressed natural gas CNG stations and then one propane station. And as I mentioned, we hope to add one more compressed natural gas station in the near future.
Sure. No, that's wonderful.
So we'll deploy the CNG trucks, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things we want to do in this project is to launch a dedicated website for the corridor. That website will provide information like case studies and news events and a blog and resources where to find information about the corridor. We do have a roadshow planned in April of 2020 along Interstate 94, where we'll give some opportunity to advertise what we're doing along the corridor. And then the end point, obviously, we want to have this corridor designated by the Federal Highway Administration. as an alternative fuel corridor, and that will involve, you know, putting signage along the route so people are aware of that.
No, it sounds wonderful. Sounds like there's a lot going on. How can our listeners learn more about the alternative fuel corridors and track the progress of this MDEM project, John?
As I mentioned, we are in the process of putting a website together. We haven't named that just at the moment, but right now, I guess the best place to come for information is through our office here at Gas Technology Institute. And my contact information, I've provided to you if you want to get that out.
Sure, absolutely.
That would be probably the best way. Once we get this website launched, then anybody that wants information about this project will be able to go to that site and get it.
Well, I know this is a very interesting concept. I think, you know, it's brought on a lot of different opportunities throughout the United States. And, you know, we look forward to, you know, broadcasting more great projects that are going on along the I-94 thoroughfare here. Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program here, John?
Yeah, I guess the final thing is also one thing that we want to accomplish through this project is we want to produce a template that can be used to deploy more alternative fuel corridors. So by doing this project, involving the team, we will document how this is all being accomplished and what we've learned from it. And so hopefully as others try to follow in our steps and do similar types of activities, they'll have a template to follow.
Well, keep up the great work, John, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to John Protopis, Senior Engineer for the Gas Technology Institute. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.